Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
College football is off and running, and no one has the sport locked down quite like the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join me, Chip Patterson, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott 5 days a week as we get you set for each weekend with breakdowns and best bets. Then recap all the action on Saturday night and tell you what you need to know about the rankings and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, they're back at it, ladies and gentlemen. What can you say? What can you say? What
can you
say? Of course,
and then watch, you're going to see Leroy in his, like, at 55, try to run a 2.240.
Right.
100%. And he's going to hurt himself. And then Jay Figg's going to be like, oh, no, talking to Lupe.
Quack, 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 quack.
Stop blaming Lupe for everything, guys.
I know, right?
Poor
Lupe.
Poor Lupe. You always use her as the scapegoat for your problems.
You know what's wrong about it? There's no honor among hobnobbers.
Yep.
Because they always want to blame the other one.
Yep.
So when the other one is like last week when you were gone, Leroy had nobody to blame because Jay Figg wasn't here as well. So he had no one to blame. And he was hobnobbing and coming in late.
Yep.
Same thing happens with Jay Figg when Leroy's not there. Look at him now.
Unbelievable.
They're going to blame. Oh, I went to get Swedish fish.
Yeah.
I went to get you some candy, Vlad.
Champion boxer Mike Tyson's bringing his Return of the Mike show to the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood this December. Stories and more from Iron Mike. And we got your chance to win tickets. Just keep on listening to our show for details on how you can win. You guys losing a fight to that door?
Don't even want to know what
happened. Mm-hmm.
You guys can't wait to win. Tickets are also on sale and available for purchase at casino.hardrock.com/Hollywood/events. What happened? Somebody thought you played for the Jaguars?
No. I don't talk to them. So, I'm just minding my own damn business.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Wait. Let's do diamonds.
Don't talk
with
your mouth full, please.
Oh, yeah,
please.
But before that.
Minus one for hobnobbery, for tardiness.
It's her fault.
What did I say? Why.
What did I say, Tobin? What did I say?
Wait.
You're so spot on.
Whose fault was it?
No honor among hobnobbers.
No. Whose fault was it?
Your eyebrow hairs.
I also like how you pulled a Leroy, too, and you walked in here and you went immediately housed the candy in the microphone.
Jesus Christ, I've never seen that.
Yeah, that's not like you, Jay Fig. I knew she was cranky.
Hoover.
Yeah.
That was like a Hoover vacuum.
No. Nope.
Like
you must be hungry.
Let's do damage is done, because I definitely.
All right, here's my damage.
You come at me, I come at you.
My damage is done goes to Mike McDaniel, because obviously. And you know what I'm tired of?
What's that?
He gets up there yesterday. I'm going to play this. And he's asked about his job security. And he likes to do this thing like, it's not my place to talk about my job security because I got to be focused on the Bills. Hey, guess what, dude? All this focus you've been doing, not really great results.
He can focus all he wants.
None
he ain't
of my
playing
job
on the field.
And what people depend on me for has anything to do with any of my feelings. It's irrelevant. My job state, or as it stands, is to be the head football coach, and to make sure that I have a group of individuals, as empowered as a team as possible, so we can go to the inevitable game on Sunday at 1 o'clock and give ourselves the best chance to win. So anything outside of that, I try to be as disciplined as possible.
Wish your team was disciplined.
Understand what is required of me, where my brain needs to be at, and my focus has been on having a team learn from the lessons today so that we can apply the lessons and our preparation for Buffalo towards Buffalo on Wednesday. And that's kind of where I'm at.
Hmm. What?
Yeah, great. Damage is done, Mike McDaniel. You can pretend to put all the focus on it, and then, I don't hear
damage
all
done,
you want,
friend.
But the damage is done. You know what it is. You're 2-7, dude. Leroy?
Show the video. put it on there. No, I give authority.
I can't show the video because Loop is in the video. And you know how she feels about that. And I'm a good friend.
So anyway, I'm just minding my own business, actually getting Vlad some Swedish fish,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm. Love the sweets.
And Jennifer approaches me with scissors.
She's trying to stab you?
No.
Oh, no, wait. Okay,
no.
Look,
so,
I'll just take, look at this.
Look!
Jeez.
Right!
You coming out of his eyebrows?
It said, don't move!
We were grooming Leroy. That's why we
don't move! So, and she was using my nose as like grip. She goes, move over. I see her. And so I'm just standing there. That's what was going on. I didn't ask.
I did not ask.
That's very sharp. You're very close to your eyes.
I can handle scissors.
And it was house scissors. It wasn't grooming scissors.
No, they weren't.
So it wasn't really cutting. It was more pulling.
Really? How do you feel now?
I don't know.
Do you feel lighter?
My eyebrows felt fine.
Mm-hmm. Your eyebrow hairs were literally poking at your eyes. You're welcome.
I don't think he wants office.
So, you see? Yeah, like, you see what I'm saying?
You're sitting here, your office.
He would have just stayed there.
What's he supposed to do? You're threatening him with a weapon.
Did I threaten him? Did I threaten him?
You threatened him with the scissors in his eyes.
Here you go. Here's the word. Wait. Don't move. Wait. You're moving.
And you've been very,
don't move.
You've also been very on edge today.
I literally don't know where you're coming from with this. All I did was clean a camera, and that was actually a crime for you.
What happened on this cruise, bro?
Yeah, you came in.
You came back with some.
There's a lot of tension. You're sitting here.
There's no tension.
You're doing lights.
Maybe Stella didn't get her groove on.
You see imperfections in Leroy's eyebrows. You can't stand it. And you're chewing in the microphone. You never ASMR.
No, you came in like you were chewing some big chew gum.
What happened?
You look like a manager.
Because you guys are literally so perfect.
No, we're not.
No.
Nobody's calling perfection. It's just out of behavior. It's out of character.
I'm not perfect because I come to the workplace to have bond with my friends or whatever, and somebody says I need to be groomed in the hallway.
That wasn't me. That was Lupe.
You bothered by the dolphins? Wait, what's going on here?
Lupe said it, but then you go, wait, I got something.
I help you. You know what?
That's- you groomed me with office scissors.
You're welcome.
I think there's a little chunk missing.
He has nothing missing besides the...
Missing right there.
Nobody would have noticed it.
We all noticed.
That's why you use grooming scissors, not office ones.
Well, I didn't have them. I left them at home. I always carry scissors on me.
Wait, what?
Why, because of your hairs? Because
of birds?
Just going rogue? Yeah.
Poor birds.
I just need scissors sometimes.
What damage is done for you?
Mm.
You guys.
Wow.
I come in here after like spending the weekend away from... communication, really.
Civilization.
And then here, I can't do anything. I can't do anything.
What? You're doing a lot. You're doing a lot.
I'm sorry.
You're almost doing more. That's why it's so odd. You're like, I don't know. Everything seems to be out of place for you, especially his eyebrows.
I mean, more people are in the studios now. So yeah, things are out of place.
No, this.
Damage is done.
I got to tell you, and not to mention the royal announcement of the princess returning.
Oh, that was a problem, too?
Returning to Florida.
You guys are ridiculous.
I'm back!
You know what?
Vlad, what damage is done for you?
Just tell me you miss me and move on.
Let's move on.
Move on.
My damage is done. Toronto Blue Jays.
No. Wow.
And Drake.
Oh,
no. It's just got a Drake cut astray.
This was your revenge. This was your opportunity to erase the big L you took last year. It was as if the World Series, the baseball gods wanted to have Blue Jays versus Dodgers. And right when you had victory in the grasp of your hand. A Miguel Rojas, a former Marlin.
I can't believe it. Miguel Rojas.
A former Marlin took it away from you.
Yep.
Just snatched defeat out of the hands of victory.
Miggy Rowe.
And then now, you ain't like them.
Nope.
Like, that's all they were playing. I swear to God, they should have been playing that in the clubhouse while they were popping champagne. Because that had to hurt.
RV Richie points out too, Vlad, Don Mattingly also loser.
Donnie Baseball
once
hurt.
Again.
But Donnie Baseball could have gotten one with the Yankees if he stayed as a hitting coach, but he didn't. So, you know, it is what it is. But Donnie Baseball, it hurts. But damn, City of Toronto and Drake.
They've had some brutal ones.
Damage is done, my friend.
They've had some brutal ones, that's for sure. Yeah, there you go. That is the damage is
was
done.
Was Drake at the game?
No, but he was celebrating a lot when they won, when they beat the
He was peacocking.
He was peacocking. Okay. And we all know if Drake supports
front
you.
Front runner.
No, if Drake supports you.
You lose.
You're going to lose.
Yep. Big time jinx.
Yep.
He's worse than Tobin.
Whoa.
We call those front runners.
I'm not a front runner.
That's how the Canes play basketball. Football.
Oh.
Front runners. When everything's going great, everybody's good.
You watch any of the Canes yesterday, the basketball team?
No.
Okay, jeez, all right.
There was a good game on last night. That Arizona versus Florida was a good one. Florida lost.
I watched some of Monday Night Football, that wasn't going anywhere. Went to sleep.
Do you feel obligated to watch football? Because I had no interest in watching that game last night.
Betting wise. I try to watch it, but I get up at like 5 in the morning to go to the gym.
I understand. I'm not talking about time. I'm just saying any football game you feel
some games,
level of obligation to play.
Some games I look forward to.
Lever.
Hmm.
It's that time. You owe us lunch, by the way. You owe me lunch.
I know you weren't here yesterday.
What did he for what?
New England versus Cleveland. He took.
I took Cleveland.
Well, you know who's playing this week?
Who? Hmm? The Jets in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm off that. I got to pay up my last debt.
Got to come clean.
You know what they're trying to figure out in Cleveland
mm-hmm.
with all the stuff going on? Why isn't Shadur playing? I'm like, really?
It's probably like, great.
Guess
don't
what?
Play me.
Guess what? You know, another week or so.
No.
You know what's going to happen in another week?
What?
Why isn't Quinn Ewers playing?
Well, Mike McDaniel was asked about that yesterday, and there were reports over the weekend that it sounds like he's got the green light to bench Tua if Tua keeps stinking up the joint.
He ain't benching Tua because it makes him look wrong.
Does it?
Yeah.
Who else was he going to go with?
I mean, he is wrong. He's the one.
He was already wrong because he's already
there. He went up there and it's like, you got to pay him. You got to pay him, Boss Ross. You got to pay him. You got to pay him. And Boss Ross like, you sure?
Do you think that Mike McDaniel, because in these power struggles of keeping your job, do you think that Mike McDaniel went to Stephen Ross and he goes, hey, bro, your GM went out here and he put the offensive line in front of him. He got a guy off a torn Achilles. That was his grand idea. And then he traded up for old Turnover Vianaya over here where he just is a turnstile left and right.
I would just be a little like, it's kind of unfair.
It is unfair. But
to the player when your last draft pick
mm-hmm.
in a very similar situation got a whole year.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're saying, we need you to play, so you got to be where we need you to be.
I'm not saying what's right or wrong. I'm talking about guys who are making excuses for themselves. Like, they go to the owner, and they're like, come on, this was the guy's grand idea? Of course Tua hasn't been good this year. You know?
I guess.
Now, look, they're making that same excuse in Cincinnati, and old man Joe Burrow with that terrible Bengals lines throwing up 400 every week.
Oh, my God.
It's incredible.
He scored 90 points, 80 points in the last 2 weeks, and they had lost both games.
It's crazy. Their defense is a
special. First of all,
it's a special kind of awful.
Let's just have one basic concept here that we all need to understand.
What's that?
A coach's job is to win games. Good, bad, or indifferent. His job is to win games. You do a disservice to the other people on the team if you put a guy in there that you know shouldn't be playing. So what I would say about Quinn Ewers is if there was any chance that he was ready and could go in and play and be effective, he probably would already been in there to some extent, right? But to make it sound like now that's an option, we don't know where he is in his development yet.
That's true.
And it's unfair because now you're going to ruin two quarterbacks?
Well, the damage may be done on one.
It may be done on one, but not throwing somebody else. Like, so you're going to throw him in and have him look like Grant and Savannah?
Oof.
Right. Like you're like, what is that going to accomplish? So if he is ready to play and he can give the team the best chance to win, you can throw him in based on the facts that you're going to have the support of the guys that are still playing for you. But if you just throw him in there to make it look like, oh, we just want to see what he has, then that's how the other players are going to respond to that. So you can't do that. You always have to put.
But how bad does that have to get for Tua to not to that for that not? Oh, to be
no,
aggressive?
You, I mean, you, dude, you'll know.
But do you think we're close? Because he's, I mean, he's leading what leading the league in interceptions. He's been terrible.
Yeah, I mean that's still ain't 30 for 30, but yeah, he hasn't been his best version. I would say they have. Do they play this week in Madrid?
No, next week. They've had the Bills this week.
So they go Bills.
They're going to get killed.
Bills, Madrid, bye.
Yep.
No.
Okay.
Okay, so here's a question.
So I would say going into that bye week, if Tua's still struggling, maybe they do it. But I don't think. Huh?
You say if he struggles after the Madrid game?
People love a change.
Yeah, because that's the bye week.
People love an international change.
So now it's 2 weeks.
If there's a quarterback change, there might be a head coaching change as well.
You think?
I can have Anthony Weaver coach 4 more games.
It'd be 6 more.
Would it? Wait, what week is that? Week 12? I mean 5 more. Yeah, 5
week
more.
Week 10. So it'd be 10, 11, and then the bye is 12.
Yeah, so it'd be 6 games. Okay. I can have him coach 6 games.
I can count.
I could have him count coach a third of the season. If I have Quinn Ewers,
gotta stop chewing the Sour Patch Kids in the microphone. I mean, it's really something.
They both came in with.
I mean, it's really it's something. It's both of you. You threw
stop
a whole.
Stop dragging me, okay? I did it one time. He's done it this entire.
You
segment.
Started
it
off though, but here's, yeah, but you're the green light. Like he's gonna follow.
No,
what
he's
you
not
do.
Gonna follow. He's been doing this his entire career.
He attacked me with scissors.
I'm sorry that happened to you.
You started it coming in mouthful. Now he's ending it with mouthful.
How about that?
Just the two of you. Can you
anything I do today? We're gonna go ahead and get.
Hey, wait a minute.
This is why I've only complained
about one thing. You approach me with scissors and just start shaving my eyebrows.
But I, in fairness, I think you kind of
came
in on it.
And then you said, and then you said,
I do love her bangs.
There's one that I need to get. And then it became a whole grooming session.
Yeah, this one.
They all kept appearing.
It's like potato chips.
The more I looked, the more they were just all over the place.
You got caterpillar eyebrows, dude?
He does.
No, you know what? Women, y'all have to trim your eyebrows all the time. These eyebrows have never been touched.
Till today.
Yeah, till today.
My office supplies.
Till today.
Right. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I would tell Spoon, have Spoon call J Fig. That'd be an awkward conversation.
No, she, like,
she loves me.
No, she probably.
I love you, Jennifer, but don't touch my man's eyebrows.
No, she'd be like, you know, she'd probably be like, I've been staring at that thing for about a month. No, my daughter does that too.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, Dad, hold on 1 second. Don't move. Let me get that.
But they have regular scissors, yeah.
Dude, at that time, I'm just numb. I just lay still so I don't get poked in the eye or nothing.
There you go.
Take a break. Back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
College football is off and running, and no one has the sport locked down quite like the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join me, Chip Patterson, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott 5 days a week as we get you set for each weekend with breakdowns and best bets. Then recap all the action on Saturday night and tell you what you need to know about the rankings and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.